Rick and Marie Larevere created the Ryan J. Larevere Memorial Fund to keep Ryan's memory and his passion for music alive, and to ensure that the memory of their only child would live on. The fund also hopes to benefit others who have shared the same pain and grief of losing a loved one as gifted and talented as their own son Ryan. This evening, the Ryan J. Larevere Memorial Fund is proud to officially launch a new addition to the Memorial Fund website so others can have an outlet where they can remember their lost musician. This tribute page is entitled Aftermark. When Ryan was a junior in high school, he wrote this poem entitled Aftermark, which truly inspired Rick and Marie during their darkest hours. Aftermark. Your aftermark is what you leave behind in someone's mind. Your aftermark can be the result of your death or just an everyday departure. Hope your aftermark leaves a good impression in the tides of time. The mission of the Aftermark tribute page will enable family, friends, bandmates, and fans to stay connected through the internet, keeping alive the musical passion that means so much to those who have to live on without them. Aftermark offers not only an opportunity to keep alive the music and passion of lost musicians, but it's also a way for those who have endured such a loss to come together, to share a memory, to heal, and to hear the music once more. You'll be able to listen to their music, view photos, and share thoughts with others who have lost loved ones. The music does not have to end. Remember them and build their aftermark to continue their legacy for years to come. Billy Joel once said, quote, "I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by, no matter what culture we're from. Everyone loves music," end quote. RJL Memorial Fund has been touched by the recent passing of a local musician whose parents, Beth and Donnie Flick of Mashpee on Cape Cod, are joining us here tonight. Their son, Michael J. Flick, gave so much of himself and his free time to working with the staff and the children at the Boys and Girls Club of Cape Cod. He was the second member to join the club when it first opened, and he remained committed to this mission throughout his high school years and beyond, eventually becoming an employee and athletic director. Even through his busy college years, he didn't sway from being readily available to pitch in at a moment's notice and volunteer in any way that he could. Mike was passionate about his involvement with the Boys and Girls Club. He was a self-taught musician and composer and volunteered to teach piano and guitar lessons to some of the children at the club. He was recognized by the board as a recipient of the Youth of the Year Award from the Boys and Girls Club. In addition to playing the guitar, piano, and saxophone, his other passions were playing sports and having an interest in motorcycles. He played in the amateur men's soccer league as well as a flag football league. Mike even enjoyed karate and basketball. He graduated with honors in finance from Bridgewater State in 2009. He had been employed at the Cape Cod Cooperative Bank in the loan services department. Mike, the only child of Beth and Donnie Flick of Mashpee, was killed in a motorcycle accident on August 2, 2010, at the age of 24. His many friends have remembered him through donations made in his name to the Boys and Girls Club of Cape Cod. Clearly to us, Mike has left so much as his aftermark on the tides of time, enriching and nourishing the lives he touched and those he loved. Read more by logging on to rjlmemorialfund.org. And click on the Aftermark page. And now, in the memory of Ryan and Mike.
Let the battle begin.
Let the battle begin.
Let the battle begin.